Good morning. It's, what is it? a.m. on Wednesday, February the 18th, 2015. February the 18th. 2015, 7:07. The picture this morning was exactly at local sunrise. 6:48 a.m. Sunrise is getting slowly getting earlier in the day. Sunset is getting slowly a little bit later. It's interesting when you pay attention to the sunrise and sunset and day length times. It's interesting to me that the days remain largely the same length within a minute or two for a few days right around the solstices. And then the sunset times change more than the sunrise change. Sunrise time change. So it's almost looks like the Earth is settling into a new pattern. It's interesting to see that represented numerically. I'm sure it's just because of the way rounding to the nearest minute happens, but still. So it's cold out this morning. It's 24. I'm early because the younger daughter didn't go to school today. She has a therapist appointment this afternoon. But she got up too sick to go to school, so I got my shoes on and came out, because once I sit down again this morning, it's going to be over. That's going to be it for the day. Last night's rehearsal ran very late. I'm barely crawling. I'm sure she's barely crawling. So tired, my eyes won't focus. So yeah, on that, from that score, it's not too surprising that she's not feeling well enough to go to school and not feeling well enough to be walking, but I'm doing it anyway because I need to walk. I need the stress relief. I need the bleed to siphon off some of the H of my ADHD. To get some blood moving to my brain to get things going here. If I can get home without throwing up, I think I'll be all right. It's kind of a fugly morning this morning. It's sunrise was right behind the cloud shield. We went all the way past the horizon, so I didn't see much in the way of sun. Although looking up here now off to the west, it's clear, and immediately overhead it's clear. I'm seeing nicely illuminated white clouds up high, even though the low clouds are still shadowed by cloud shields. Sun's not up that far yet, so it might turn out to be relatively nice day. We'll hope so anyway. So, Cape Grace is coming along. I didn't do very much yesterday, but another 1,500 words. It's desperation time. At the end of it, it's like, all right, what has to happen now? All right. I don't know. Let's throw in another character. I have to get to the end. I have to get something down so that I have something I can look at and say, okay, this is how this needs to go together. Because right now what I got is a plot thread that is drawing me forward, but isn't really a story yet. I can't quite get my hands around it. I've got a couple of ideas developing. It's cold up, but I'm wearing extra layers today. I got my thermals on, and I put on a windbreaker underneath the jacket, underneath the parka. So it's keeping my shirt layers from blousing out and pulling cold air up against my body, which is good, because there is cold air. So I'm reading, I'm on to the third book now of John Bauer's Fighter Queen series. It's clearly space opera, it's clearly military science fiction, but it largely takes place not in space with sweeping battles between fleets of ships, but explores some ideas like terrorism. Just a second. Explore some ideas like terrorism, like how to deal with invading armies and some of the problems they face. It's still, the bad guys are still really, really, really black and white. There's one character that is one of the bad guys, but has a heart of gold. And so he's, you know, he's being untrue to his cultural socialization because it doesn't square with his inner moral compass. But most of the people are black and white. The evil guys are evil, and they're evil because they use racial slurs, they swear a lot, they kill people, they rape women. They're evil. Evil, evil, evil. And the worst of them wear black uniforms. So evil, 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 black uniforms. And it's it's pretty well written, other than this lack of actual characterization. This one is definitely a plot-driven story. And even the plot is a little bit wishy-washy. So in some ways it's difficult for me to say, why am I reading this? Particularly since the sequel to Starship Blackbird came out. Couple days ago, it's what's it called? Lords of the Sky. And yeah, in spite of the fact that Michael Wallace cliffhangered me at the end of Starship Blackbeard. I got suckered right into Lords of the Sky. I'm a little bit disappointed with Bowers because he put a cliff at the end of Sword of Sophia. When he didn't need to. He didn't need to at all. He could have ended it and it would have been fine. But he added another chapter that was a cliff. And I'm not sure why I let him lead me over the cliff. If he does it again, it's pretty much the end of the line. Because I really don't like cliffhangers. I like cliffhangers so little that, as I've said before, they're a good way to get me to stop reading anything you ever write again. Monk Post. I'm going to push back the big hood here. Heading eastward. There's still a pretty solid cloud deck to the east, but there's breaks sort of up overhead down to the southeast where I can see that cloud deck is going to slide off. One of the weather reports said we're going to have a little bit of snow. And I thought when I came out it was snowing just a little bit, but I don't think so. We had snow the other day. It snowed one of those days that I did not walk. And I probably should have. The walking does help. A gift I give myself. And some days I just can't accept a gift. So we do what we do and move on to the next day. But yeah, we had snow. It would actually stuck on the ground for a little while. It wasn't enough to stick on sidewalks or any of the roads, but there was snow on the grass for a while. It was a very short while, but a while. I'm walking and not talking. My brain is going. What am I thinking about this morning? I'm thinking about stupid posts. There's a guy who posts semi-regularly on Writer's Discussion Group. He's getting his undies in a wad because his latest was removed from the community because it violated community guidelines. And it happens pretty regularly. People get don't understand that Writers Discussion Group means we have the discussion in the Writers Discussion Group. We don't have the discussion on somebody's blog. We don't link out to read whatever is on there. If we don't have enough in the post itself, we're under no obligation to click the link and boost somebody's traffic numbers. It's for just writers to have discussions about things pertaining to and of interest to writers, not to be an advertising channel. He's been skirting the edges for several days, and finally has been stepping over the boundary much more frequently, and his post was deleted, and he was having a hard time. His perception is that he's giving more to the community than he's getting, and the reality is he's actually not giving anything to the community. What he's doing is working really hard to boost his own blog numbers, his own traffic numbers, and it's like, no, sorry, that's spam. That's spam. There's another group that I'm part of that is self-publishing, which is actually has been pretty good. The other one is digital publishing, which is an Evoterra group that Lucy LeBlanc manages very well. And there was a guy there in the last week ago. He posted a long set of questions about giving books away for free, and then Lucy tried to engage him on it because his covers are just dreadful. His covers are, well, I won't say they're the worst I've ever seen, but they're certainly in the top 10. They are badly integrated clip art. They are silly, almost, in terms of execution. It's like really bad font choices, really bad layout choices, really bad photoshopping. If you're going to merge clip art, if you're going to merge stock images, if you're going to merge stuff, then, you know, taking a rough outline, so you've got sort of an oval color background around one object, and you layer that onto some other highly contrasting background so that it looks like somebody took scissors and cut around circle or an oval around the object and then pasted it onto a colored magazine page. I mean, it's really, really dumb. It's really dumb. It's really bad. And then it does the classic things like a novel by on the cover for his author blurb, and really, really stupid font choices in terms of presentation. And then wonders why giving away 180 books as a free promotion, although I guess he did actually give away close to 225 over the course of a week, 3 days or 5 days, whatever it was. But, he thought, well, that was pretty good because I gave away 180. The reality is 180 freebies is sort of, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's sort of like lemonade 5 cents on a one-way street, on a dead-end street. It's not really effective. Yeah, you know, he got his books in the hands of a couple hundred extra people, but as he's pointed out, it hasn't really appeared to lead to new sales, which is not too surprising, given that his covers are horrible, his execution is completely missing the boat. Something about the G Plus in particular, but Twitter and Facebook and all the rest, really are conversations. They are conversations that happen in those spaces. And each space has its own specific kind of conversation. And each person uses those or abuses those at his or her peril. And so when you do things like, you know, post links to quality content, which actually happens to appear on your blog, so that what you wind up doing is posting an advertisement for your blog post. And that's not really part of a conversation. That's a billboard. That's a signpost. That's an ad. It's an advertisement. And people who don't seem to understand that, who don't seem to get that, are well, I won't say endlessly frustrating, because I've actually gotten somewhat used to it at this point. It's because they don't know any better. It's because they keep thinking that content is the reason and connection is sort of like, well, yeah, I don't really want to talk to you, but oh, look, here's a post that I think you're going to like to read. Well, what do you makes you think I'm going to like to read it if you don't want to talk to me? You don't know who I am. You don't know what I'm interested in. You don't know what I want to do. So, yeah, it's a... I understand why it happens, because I see it... You know, I see it being given as good advice from online marketing people. But the reality is, it's just... That's kind of ignorant. And it's kind of stupid, because it actually doesn't work. And arguably doesn't work, because... You're not actually gaining any kind of interaction, and you're not gaining the followers that arguably this sort of activity should have. At any rate, I did make it back to the back gate. I haven't thrown up yet. I can't find my... There it is. My recorder. 2112. I didn't move very fast today. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.